This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. It's Election Day, last chance for North Carolinians to cast their ballots in person or by absentee voting. So how are things going at the state's voting sites? Well, it's just a little after noon right now, and Naomi Prelo joins us. She's WUNC's Greensboro reporter, and she's been in Alamance County. Hello, Naomi.
Hi, Frank.
Good to have you. Jay Price is also here, WUNC military reporter, reporting on voting sites in Wake County. Hello, Jay.
Hey, Frank. How's it going?
Naomi, let me start with you. Where have you been, and what have you seen this morning?
Well, I've been driving around Alamance County. I've been primarily at the Graham Civic Center, and it's been pretty quiet, I've noticed. There's been a lot more poll workers and poll monitors out than actual voters. But the voters that I have been able to speak with, they've been telling me why they voted, what their reason for coming was, and they just seem very open-minded and excited.
Well, Graham is an interesting place in Alamance County. There was a rally there on Saturday that ended in pepper spraying by the police and forced dispersal by the police. And there's a march scheduled for this afternoon at 3 o'clock, so that's where you were. When you say you were talking to people, give us an idea of what they were saying.
Well, some were saying that they voted straight Democrat for the ticket. They didn't want to mix it up and choose Republican or Libertarian. They just said straight Democrat all the way because they've done that their entire lives. One person was saying that he was really focused on voting because of the health of his community, the Black community. And he said that he wanted to see the Black community get better, so that was his primary reason for voting. Others were saying that they see a lack of family values in this current administration and that they think that voting Democrat will have that have those family values return, and they just don't like the division that they're seeing right now.
Now, that precinct that you visited, I believe, is that the one that in 2016 went for Clinton by 6 points? Is that right?
Yes.
All right. And as you've been driving around, have you visited other precincts? And generally speaking, you say it looks pretty quiet around the county. You're talking about Alamance County, right?
Yes. It is just surprisingly quiet. Right now, I'm actually sitting outside of the Alamance Civitan Clubhouse. And again, it's also very quiet, but it's in a more rural area of the county. And there's a total shift in people who are choosing to vote for Trump. I just saw a truck pass me with a huge Trump flag just now. So it's interesting to see that.
All right. Well, Jay, you have been in Wake County since early this morning. What precincts are you keeping an eye on?
So for now, I've solely been at Wakefield North, which is way up in the, as you suggest, the northern reaches of the county, which was in many ways kind of a representative suburban precinct. Polling indicates right now, you know, and has for a while, that President Trump has seen an erosion of his support in suburbia, and we wanted to have a look at this. And this, if he loses this precinct, this would be kind of in line with that. Last time around, he took 131 more votes here out of about 2,100 cast than Clinton did, so a real narrow margin. And, you know, what's the headwinds he's faced are things like, in particular, suburbia has been becoming more diverse, and the statistics bear that out here. The number of white registered voters has dropped even since that election. But also, he's apparently, again, according to the polls, lost support among white suburban women in particular. But it's like Naomi says, it's also slow here. And I think obviously the high numbers of early voters are affecting that. It's just a trickle. 130 people had voted by 10 o'clock here. So it's, you know, the poll workers are kind of divided between the old timers saying, this is kind of normal, and others saying, I don't know, it's pretty slow. Mm-hmm. But 130 out of 3,400 registered, so a lot obviously have voted ahead of time.
Yeah, and again, very unscientifically, what kinds of things are you hearing from the voters who did show up?
Well, and, you know, unscientifically, of course, because you can never do enough to get any sort of representative data, but one of the things I did, of course, was just watch people handing out sample ballots. And it's split, you know, pretty equally between those who are zooming in on the GOP table and others headed for the demo table. and others who take both just to be polite, apparently. But then the ones I talk to, many of them, are, as they often are circumspect about exactly who they voted for. But in other cases, one thing I've heard is pretty clearly people are not happy with leadership on the coronavirus. I've actually had two people kind of go right to the heart of it and say that's what really drove them out of the polls today to do what they did. And one of them, you know, was explicit that she was voting for Biden because of that, because of what she termed a failure of leadership on the coronavirus. Others, you know, just say they're voting for Trump because they feel like it's the right thing for the country. So, you know, on the one hand, you've got people saying the coronavirus, the lack of leadership with a pandemic has fired them up enough to make sure that they vote. And then another, on the other hand, I've had one guy drive past after he voted, and he had a huge cardboard cutout of Trump in his passenger seat. And yet another voter came out and started hanging out with the GOP guys, essentially saying that he was really uncomfortable having to wear a mask just long enough to vote. And so, you know, again, this is a precinct that, like much of the country, is split down the middle and will be, you know, kind of wavering here.
Well, as you said, many, many voters are circumspect. They don't like to talk to reporters or others about their choices. Some were more outspoken, including Gwen Baggett, who did speak with you about her choice.
We needed a change. We need a change, most definitely. And I was motivated to come out and be part of the change.
Gwen Baggett, a voter in Wake County. I'm here with Jay Price, WUNC's military reporter, and Naomi Prelo, WUNC's Greensboro reporter. Let's talk more about some of the safety issues involved, Jay. I mean, have you heard from people about, I mean, clearly these are the people who showed up, so they weren't so afraid of either health risks or intimidation that they didn't show up. But did anybody talk to you about any fears or misgivings they had? Jay, let me start with you, about even going to the polls today.
No, none of that. You know, and again, of course, like you suggested, a lot of those people are going to be early voters. I definitely had a few people that were kind of like trying to think through the mask issue. You know, where do I start putting the mask on? But there was a 94-year-old female voter who said she had never missed an election and wasn't going to miss this one, and wanted to cast her ballot in person and had her family bring her out. And they had, acceded to her wishes rather than, it was important that she felt like to vote in person and was willing to take the risk. And it's a big risk for someone in their 90s.
Naomi Prelo, you said that your last stop was the Civitan Clubhouse in Alamance County. Can you tell us a little bit more about that precinct, what happened in 2016, and what you're seeing now?
Yeah, in 2016, President Trump led it, I believe, 81-16. And like I said, right now it's pretty quiet. There's a lot of Trump signs, a lot more Republican signs. Pretty quiet out here, but once I go in there, we'll see what people have to say.
And we talked about Graham. You were there earlier, and that, of course, is where there was the rally over the weekend where police pepper sprayed some demonstrators. Another rally and a demonstration scheduled for this afternoon at around 3 o'clock. Any evidence of that so far? Any signs of marchers? I mean, it's pretty early. It's 12:15 right now in the afternoon. But Naomi, any sense or anybody talking about the rallies in Alamance County?
I know that people are pumped up and they are ready to go again to march to the polls to get their voices heard. I know that some are hoping that it won't be a repeat of what happened on Saturday, but they are preparing themselves if that does happen.
Jay Price, I wonder if, you know, it's kind of interesting to think more than half of the registered voters in North Carolina had already cast their votes before this day even began. So that's a lot of people who are finished. And so it's kind of interesting to think about what the poll workers, particularly veteran poll workers, are telling you. I mean, if this is kind of average turnout for a presidential election, that would still be extraordinary, given the fact that more than half of the registered voters have already voted. Are you getting any sense of sort of how it looks on the ground on election day to a poll worker today compared to other years? You know, sort of forget about how many people have already voted.
Well, and I'll take the GOP volunteers as an example. They were laughing because they were like, well, there was a tiny, tiny line when it opened, like six people. And they were kind of laughing about this because they were just kind of joking around about when they should vote and when they shouldn't have. And one of them had gone to the opening day of early voting and, you know, had to wait like several hours, she said. That was a different landscape to have the bulk of it to be early voting and then to have essentially very little going on here. There hasn't been a line all morning except for that opening line, right? People are just trickling in one at a time every 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a strange election day. It just makes for kind of a ghost town of an election day.
Jay Price, WNC military reporter, Naomi Prelo, WNC Greensboro reporter. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Polls close at 7:30 tonight. Any voter in line at their assigned polling place at 7:30 will be able to vote. You can find your polling place at the North Carolina State Board of Elections website. Drop off your mail-in ballot today at your local county Board of Elections by 5 p.m. if you're planning to drop off your mail-in ballot. Just ahead, first full quarter of public school has passed under COVID restrictions. We'll hear from teachers and parents about how students are adjusting, and we'll talk about it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.